In this climate-controlled vineyard, Chardonnay, Cabernet Sauvignon and Shiraz grapes are being gassed and heated to the conditions northwestern Victoria is expected to face by 2020. The trial vines live in an environment that is 2 degrees warmer than the outside vineyard and have an extra 200 parts per million of CO2 pumped around them. Research scientist Rachel Kilmister says 2 seasons into the trial, there are clear changes to the plants.
Once we've applied those treatments, we then look at different aspects of grape and wine production. So we look at how the vines ripen, what effect the temperature and carbon dioxide have on vine growth and vigour and the ripening. So what we're seeing at the moment is that we get earlier ripening from increased temperature, which means that we have earlier harvest dates. Then we also look at the wine that we get from those grapes that we've made, and we do analysis on those in terms of different quality parameters and sensory analysis. And what we've been finding from heat is that we get a decrease in quality, so we might see less colour compounds in our red wines. We also have a decrease in other things like the flavour compounds. So temperature itself is having quite a negative impact on grape and wine production, but the real aim of this trial is to look at the effect of the carbon dioxide. And so far what we're seeing with an increase in carbon dioxide is that the vines are photosynthesising more under elevated carbon dioxide, which means they're creating more carbohydrates for the vines to use. Because we've only had 2 seasons worth so far, we're not really sure yet what impact those extra carbohydrates are going to have on grape and wine production. So over the next 2 seasons, we'll be looking at seeing how the vine uses those carbohydrates and whether that means that the vines become more vigorous and that impacts the quality of the grapes through the greater vigour or high yields of the grape berries or even differences in the quality compounds like colour and flavour.
We're standing in front of a vine right now and that's the fan going regulating the temperature in the background, but you were saying they're about 1 to 2 weeks ahead of the control vines. What can producers do with that knowledge that global warming is probably going to cause an earlier harvest for them and earlier ripening? Are there tactics that they can employ to adapt to that earlier ripening and earlier harvest?
Yeah, there are. And at the moment, there's some research that's being started to look at adaptation strategies for earlier ripening and more compact harvests because of that. And some of those might be different pruning methods to try and delay the bud burst of the vines, and therefore that has a flow-on effect to when the vines ripen. Or it could be in terms of evaporative cooling or different shading techniques to try and see whether we can actually influence when the vines ripen and try to delay that ripening effect.
So you've also been crushing, obviously, the grapes and making a vintage from this small trial area. From a taste perspective, what's the difference that you can taste?
There's definitely differences in the structure of the flavour. So they might not be as full in flavour. They might have less fuller flavour in the mouth, or they might be less astringent. So the flavour, that puckering flavour in your mouth when you taste a wine might change. And that all affects the overall balance of the wine and the flavour of the wine.
So you've got 2 more years of this project going ahead. Is there anything that's going to change with this trial, and what do you think you might find by continuing to study the impact of CO2 on wine grapes?
What we want to see is what the impact on the vines is going to be year on year. And so what we're hoping to see in the next couple of years is how the vines adapt to the extra carbon dioxide and whether that's from extra vigour or extra or high yields and what impact that might have on grape quality. And from that, at the end of 4 seasons, we can see any trends and be able to provide industry with information about adaptation strategies to counteract any effects that carbon dioxide might have on grapes and wine.